put away that business card, tuck away that trifold brochure. You don't need those. If you just attended an in-person networking event or conference, here's what I want you to do to make your follow-up intentional and relevant in today's digital age. Hey everyone, I'm Emily Reagan, and you've discovered Unicorns Unite. This is a podcast for freelancers, service providers, virtual assistants, and curious listeners who would like to experience the freedom and flexibility of working virtually. We're the magic makers, movers and shakers, and the real people doing the work behind the scenes of online businesses. Welcome to Unicorns Unite. Hey, I'm Emily. Welcome back to the show. I'm so glad you're here. I'm a fellow freelancer. I've been doing this shindig since 2009, and I like to teach freelancers how to build their business, get going, and hook them up with jobs, skills, and introduce them to other freelancers. Listen, you've heard it here on this podcast before if you're not new to me. Networking is how you will stand out. Networking is crucial for growing your freelancer business. You never hide behind your computer and just have leads fall in your lap. It doesn't work that way. There needs to be intentional strategies and tactics to get clients to come to you. And I'm not saying you have to dance on social or TikTok and point and do all of that stuff, but we do need to reach out, talk about ourselves, and meet the right connections. And we need to put in effort to put ourselves in the right hiring pools as well. Again, clients don't just fall in our lap. So first of all, if you're listening to this podcast, you have marketing skills, you know how to do the client work, I encourage you to apply for my digital marketing workgroup. This is a small, tight-knit community of fellow freelancers, marketing assistants, and virtual assistants who are doing the work. This is your water cooler group to talk to get community support, troubleshoot, get encouragement. We also have advanced trainings like being a podcast manager, learning how to do pitching, Zapier trainings, live webinar support, all of those advanced things that will make you better at your job. And we share job leads. So I would love to have you apply. Just go to the show notes and click on the link there, fill out your application, and we'll get back to you, right? So if you've got the skills, if you know how to do the client work, this is the place to start. Okay, back to networking. So I just got back from a business retreat with my friend Heather Sager, who I was on her podcast. I need to have her on mine. I don't think she's been on mine yet. She does come into my student group, and she'll be inside the Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistant School next month in December talking about camera confidence. Heather's a speaking coach and she's amazing. I've done her program. And so when she had her first in-person event, I was like, hell yeah, sign me up. I'm down. It was pretty cool. It was in Phoenix for 2 quick days. We just wrapped up our successful launch of the UDMA school, and I was ready to get away. And it's a good practice after a launch to decompress and maybe do something with your family. Just take time off from your business before the course actually starts. And so that's what I did. I headed to Heather's event and I made some really cool connections. Got to hang out with James Wedmore and learn from him. Ellen Yin was there. She was amazing. The Cubicle to CEO podcast. And then also some fellow business owners, women in my same boat, and all amazing businesses, all different kinds of missions. And it was truly a fun weekend. We got an opportunity to network, to eat together, to talk, to strategize, workshop. I love those moments. There's just not enough of them. I need a live-in nanny to help me do more of these. So the reason I bring this up is if you are going to any kind of in-person event, even if it's just a local with your local business owners, your chamber, if you're starting to plug yourself back in post-pandemic, I want you to think about ways to not fade away. Because networking follow-up will keep you, your business, and your services top of mind. So your name will be the one referred when this service gets mentioned, right? I want you to be the new connection that people think of. And follow-up is crucial. That's why American businessman Jim Rohn says, fortune is in the follow-up. I'm sure you've heard that. You've got to follow up, but not just in a client possibility way, but also with your peer network. I stress this so much within the work group. Your peer group will also, like a rising tide lifts all boats, raise you to the next level too. So here's the crazy fact. Only 20% of sale leads are ever followed up. That means a whopping 80% of potential sales are lost because people are not organized or remember to follow up. I got a chance to ask Ellen at dinner why she was so successful. What was that pivotal moment? And what she shared was not new to me, but it just hammered home what I knew and what was important, and that's relationships. When you make true connections and genuine relationships with your fellow business peers, it will pay off. And it's not always them hiring you, it's them referring you or suggesting you. It's you staying top of mind. So hearing this story about relationship marketing just hammered home what I knew. And one of the reasons I've been so successful in my online business is because of my network. And you know my story. I'm a military spouse. I have this desire for connection that comes very naturally. I grew up as a military child. I spent 20 years as an Air Force spouse, and I'm always on the hunt for new friends and connections. I'm talking to people. I'm asking them where they get their haircut. And I hook up my friends when they're stationed together and I'm halfway across the country. I'm like, you need to meet so-and-so and you need to meet so-and-so. And that's kind of why my business has so naturally thrived, was this desire to connect people, business owners with their opening jobs, with my friends who could take on the work. This relationship building and this ability to follow up has paid off for me with a six-figure business, with over 1,500 job leads, with by name referrals, with me not having to market myself for my marketing work, with over 300 students inside my Unicorn Digital Marketing Assistant School and my programs. The good news is networking, follow-up, can be learned and implemented for yourself. So I want to share 4 tips for continuing to network long after an event has wrapped up, whether that's a virtual, whether that's in person, whether that's a conference you flew away to, or it's something local and small. My business retreat with Heather was very small, but of course there's powerful connections and we are all checking in with each other. The other reason I wanted to bring this up is I had a new student in my community going to an in-person event, and she was like freaking out over business cards. And I'm like, oh, honey, you don't need business cards. So what I want you to do is get out your phone right now. I'm going to teach you a hack. Open Instagram, go to your main profile page, click on the hamburger menu, the 3 lines at the top right of your screen, and you're going to open that. And then you're going to see about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 down is a QR code. Do you see that? Click on it. You're going to get your Instagram handle with some kind of funky background. Mine right now is smiley faces. You don't need a business card. Just use this next time you go somewhere. Here, add me to Instagram. Oh, I see. You can trade emoji. You can do selfies. Oh my gosh, my selfie one's ridiculous. You can do color. All right, I need to make this an Instagram real techie tip. So share this as your business card in person and capture people right away. You could also share a QR code for your lead magnet and whatnot, but that's just not personal, right? I like this instant thing. It's not an email and it's a connection on Instagram where we DM. It's very normal to DM each other over there. Okay, let's just take a moment here. It's impossible to get referrals without putting yourself out there all the time. It's really difficult to have a community when you're doing the work by yourself. It's also hard to stay up to date when you're just one person, and digital marketing trends, platforms, technology, and strategies change all of the time. And it's no fun having to do lead generation for your business when you'd rather be doing billable hours. So I have a solution for you. Come join my digital marketing workgroup. It's a tight community of freelancers, virtual assistants, digital marketing specialists, who are all up-leveling in their skills, getting advanced trainings, applying for my job ops, and becoming digital marketing specialist and managers and strategist. This is an online referral community for both skilled and up-and-coming digital marketing service pros and virtual assistants. We've shared over 800 jobs with our community. We'd love to have you too. If you need client work, if you need a squad behind you, if you need help raising your prices, promoting yourself to the next level, this is the place to be. You can apply for the workgroup with the link in the show notes. We'd love to have you. Back to the show. So here are 4 ways to continue networking after you've done this QR code trick without spending money at the printers for these, you know, archaic business cards that you're never going to use, that you're going to just change your logo for anyway in 6 months. First of all is email. Email is still relevant. You still want to get at it as a contact. But just don't be surprised if it gets lost and unanswered. I think a lot of business owners are busy. And so your whole tip here is to give them a reason to write back. Your new connection needs to write back to you. Send them an article, a podcast, a freebie, a funny meme, a referral contact, or something else that will help them in their business. It shows that you're thinking about them, that you care about their success, because you actually do. And there's less friction and you're more likely to get a reply because you're not asking for a sale or a discovery call or whatnot. And then ask a question. Always ask questions. Open-ended questions will start a conversation. Even if it's not an immediate reply, at least it's there. It gives them a reason to write back quickly, timely, and then your email signature is where your branding 101 really starts. Building your business comes with how you interact with people, right? So that signature should say what you do, include your website, a booking call, and that's like your subtle way in, right? Now they've got your email. Now they can search the inbox for you. Hopefully you've used some keywords that make it searchable within the inbox, and they can find you when they need you. Next time they think of somebody who needs XYZ service, your name will come up and you can just continue the conversation as it unfolds. But at least you've got added to their contact list. Important. I think we've all been there where we're trying to put in somebody's email and we don't know what it is. And so much of what we're doing, our interactions are in DMs, they're in person, they're in Facebook groups, and we realize we don't actually have their email. Okay, so do that. That's part of your follow-up. You can also do a voice message. A lot of people after this conference with Heather added each other on Voxer, which is a walkie-talkie app. I'll link to it in the show. It's free. This is how I talk to clients sometimes and my teammates. And this is just a fun, quick tactic if you've connected with somebody on either social media or Voxer and you can leave them a voice message. Your voice will go a long way to just jog those memories, just be more personable. So take the time to leave a 60-second voice message after the event. I don't know if you need to wait 3 days. Like, I hadn't really thought about the dating rule there. But just leave a message and say it was great to meet them. Ask how you can help them, just like you would have done with that email. Okay, the third thing I want you to be strategic about is social tagging. So try to get selfies with people at events. I know they're awkward. I hate asking for them. I never like how I look. I just stop caring, right? But if you can get pictures of them, whether they're speaking, you can get selfies, you can tag them and you can share their business across social platforms. You can write a heartfelt post about them or share a simple story and tag them or multiple people who are at the event. Tag the speaker, tag the event host. And this works really well with some kind of screenshot of a Zoom room or a boomerang. It doesn't have to be in person. So do that. I call that social tagging, and you can also go engage with their social media post and you can share a piece of their content to your stories intentionally to highlight them or even consider mentioning them in an email if you want to. I've seen that happen too. So I love when service providers are shouting out their clients, when they're talking about other service providers. It just says a lot about them that they're not coming from that place of, you know, that scarcity mindset, that expense mindset. They're really invested in people and they care. It says a lot about them. The fourth thing I want you to do is stealthy social referring. So when you're in a Facebook group or you are scrolling a piece of social content and you can tag them and refer them so other people notice, that's a name drop that will truly help them. You can be their cheerleader in the comments, recommending them, getting them to add in on the conversation, and this will not go unnoticed. If you take the time to do that for them, they'll do it for you. And the cool thing about stealthy social referring is it's the best form of social proof. It highlights their services, their best qualities. It genuinely serves them. So just think about all those posts where people clamor for work, like, hey, I need to hire a VA. And people are like, me. And then you go in there and say, hey, you should really talk to Janine. She's amazing with this service. Tag her right there. You're shining a light on a solution and you're helping people connect and work with each other, and you are not coming across selfish and self-serving. Instead, you're helping and it will be reciprocated. Janine will turn around and do it next time she sees a service related to you. This is how you grow your business. This is how you move into bigger ponds. You start building your reputation and you build your name and your brand. So it's so vital in all of these four ways: email, voice message, social tagging, stealthy social referring, that you ask in your follow-up, what do you need? How can I help you? What's your main desire? Is it clients, referrals, collaborations, podcast reviews, speaking opportunities, a foot rub? Just kidding. Ask, put that person first. You be the one to ask this question first and bring up the topic. Chances are they'll respond and ask you the same thing. So how do you respond? You say, if it feels super awkward, you can just say, hey, if you ever know of anyone who wants to be a digital marketing assistant, please refer them to me and my school. That's all. That's what I do. Just be clear about what you need, who you work with, and what you do. The follow-ups can be totally fun and the perfect way to grow your business. It does require you getting out there, being involved and active, making those relationships. These relationships deserve our efforts because this will be what truly grows your business. You can only work with so many clients one-on-one, but if everybody is talking about you when you're in another room, you will get noticed, your brand will grow, and you will book out. Try these digital connection tips. Watch what a difference follow-up makes and let me know how it's working. If you love this podcast, I'd love for you to hit subscribe, leave a review for me. That really helps my podcast bump up in with the engagement. My own social proof. I need you. Sometimes podcasting is like a black hole. I need you. And if you're there with your services, please apply for the digital marketing work group. It's $47 a month. That's 2 client hours a month for connection, community, support, advanced trainings, and jobs. Where else will you find jobs handed to you? Thanks for joining me in today's podcast, and I'll see you next week. If you want to start earning income as a digital marketing service provider or digital marketing assistant, you only need your laptop. You can tap into what online business owners really need help with by downloading my top 10 most requested tasks. These are the services I did for years for my clients behind the scenes. You can take this download and apply it to your own business and start by offering these very same services. If you want to niche down in digital marketing, this is your guide. Just use the link in the show notes or go to emilyreaganpr.com/services. It feels awkward when you make true, honest, not generic.